This is Enterprise Fit Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information, especially for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with mental health author Stan Popovich at managingfear.com. Stan provides mental health at his website and in his published book, A Layman's Guide to Managing Fear. And Mr. Popovich, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of background, education, and experience to get things underway here today.
Okay, my name is Stan Popovich. I struggled with anxiety and fear for over 20 years. When I started at Penn State in 1990, I was having a hard time with my anxiety, so I talked to a lot of counselors. And I kept a lot of notes, and throughout the years, my notes became larger, and eventually I turned my Managing Fear notes into a small booklet called A Layman's Guide to Managing Fear, and I created a website, managingfear.com, where I offer my book, and I also offer a lot of free mental health advice for those people who can't afford services for their mental health issues.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate what you're doing in the space in these regards as well. Tell me, what is the importance of mental health in the business world?
Well, in the business world, there's always a lot of stress and anxiety, whether it's managing a business or company or working at a job, dealing with coworkers, dealing with difficult business clients. Stress, anxiety, and depression are very common among business people in addition to everybody else. And it's important to recognize that when stress and anxiety starts interfering with your life, whether it's your personal life or your professional life, that you have to realize that maybe something's wrong, that you might need some help in terms of dealing with your stresses and anxieties.
Yeah, for sure on that. And I'm sure there's folks tuning in that's really you've piqued their interest, and they're probably evaluating their mental health as we speak. Tell me, what are some mental health issues that many business professionals face?
Like if people are working at a job, dealing with difficult coworkers, having trouble getting along with different people, or someone giving you a hard time, a difficult boss. Also, the fears of getting laid off or losing your job. That can affect worker performance. If you're a manager, having trouble managing your employees, different business issues that may arise that can be challenging, dealing with difficult clients, because when you deal with different people, you're going to run into people who will give you a hard time. And for a lot of people, they can handle the stress and anxiety and depression and all that. But over time, it can build and can become overwhelming at times if you don't try to do something about that. And when you start seeing signs that you're lack of energy, lack of appetite, just feeling worn out, that these are indications that maybe the business stress and anxiety is getting the best of you.
Once again, we want to thank you for your time and joining us. We're speaking with mental health author Stan Popovich at managingfear.com, where he provides mental health at his website and in his published book, A Layman's Guide to Managing Fear. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what advice can you give people facing these mental health issues in business?
Well, in business, it's important not to ignore your mental health issues that you may be having. It's also important to have good support groups in the area. There are always different people out there willing to help you. There's also different counselors. If you're reluctant to talk to a counselor, you can always talk to your primary care doctor. They can always give you advice on what you can do to deal with your business stress. But a lot of times, you can also manage that stress on your own by just how you delegate different things in your business. Don't try to do everything all at once. If you're managing your own business and things are becoming overwhelming, try to delegate. Try to take things one step at a time. Don't try to look too much into the future. When something does happen, don't put it off. Try to do something about it right away. Do what you can today, because if you put things off to tomorrow, things can get built up. And when then something happens, then you get really stressed out. Also, a lot of exercise and take care of yourself. Eat a nice, healthy diet. Also, a lot of communication with your employees and other people, because that can prevent a lot of problems that may arise in time. And just try to just take things one step at a time. And those are all different kinds of things you can do to manage your stress and anxieties in business.
And yeah, certainly some good feedback there and most helpful as well. How does addressing mental health at one's company improve their company's bottom line?
Well, once you realize the importance of mental health, you have to also realize that a lot of people, especially employees or coworkers, may be reluctant to admit that they have mental health issues because they may be afraid of what other people think or they could lose their job. So if you're a manager, if managing your business, and one of the most important things is create a healthy environment where you encourage employees and coworkers to address their issues in a private and in a confidential manner. If people around you feel comfortable, they will be able to come to you and maybe talk about some of their issues. If some people probably won't be that willing because there's always that fear, well, what will other people think? So just try to provide resources. Instead of having people come to you asking for help, just provide resources for those employees so that they can decide what they can do. But just having a good atmosphere, provide a healthy environment, and offer a lot of resources. And it doesn't hurt to it also have seminars on those issues because mental health is a very big thing. A lot of business people tend to overlook those issues because it does affect the bottom line. If everybody's stressed out, that means that people aren't doing their jobs, and that means lack of productivity, and you're going to eventually lose money. So have some seminars about mental health and bullying and communications and things like that, and just address those issues. Don't wait until something happens in your business and then realize, oh, well, I should have done something long ago. Because you read about all these things in the news, how everybody's stressed out, people are quitting their jobs and everything. And also get feedback from your employees. If people are complaining or unhappy, then maybe something you need to do and encourage people to stay your business. Try to find out what's going on and stay on top of things, because there are always going to be people who are going to be unhappy. But if you try to provide a good, healthy environment and encourage people and also be friendly with them, and that helps a lot. Also motivating your employees too, because a lot of people, if they're working really hard and they don't see any appreciation from other people and acknowledgement, they're going to become miserable, stressed, depressed, things like that. So when people are doing a good job, encourage them to continue, share with them in your achievements and things like that. Just treat people the way you want to be treated. And if people do come to you asking you for help, be understanding, and most of all, let people know that nothing's going to happen by opening up and talking to others about their mental health, because again, there's always that fear of what other people think. So try to discourage that fear in people, and if employees start to trust you, then they will open up and things will start going smoothly. There'll be more open communication, which will overall increase your bottom line. And it might cost a little bit of money and time, but in the end, you'll benefit a lot more.
Now, in regards to your website, how can your website, managingfear.com, help one and their company?
Well, my homepage, managingfear.com, I offer a lot of free advice in terms of my articles and blogs. Because a lot of people are busy, they have to have a career, they come home and have to manage your family and kids and their own personal life and everything. And I understand a lot of people don't have a lot of time, so I offer a lot of free, quick mental health advice on my website. I also offer my book, which goes into more details and what my articles go into. It's not that difficult to read the articles, and you can get instant help. And my articles address the current issues in the business world and in the relationships and other fields where people struggle with stress and anxiety. So you can get quick advice. And I also encourage you to get my book because it's affordable and it goes into more details of what my articles and blog have to address.
And of course, we'll include this link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Lastly, where can one go for additional mental health advice and assistance?
Well, the first step is probably talk to your primary care physician, your doctor. They will be able to give you insights and feedback on where to go. You can also talk to a local counselor. You can go to local support groups in your area. If you're involved in a church, you can talk to your priest or minister or other people at your church who can give you different advice. And there's a lot of local government programs you could call on the hotlines or in your area. And there's also a lot of online advice and support groups. If you're in an area where there's not a lot of resources, go online and find some support groups that can go online. There's all kind of help available, but I guess the best starting point is probably talk to your primary care physician, and they can give you ideas on what you can do.
Again, we certainly appreciate what you do. Folks, it is managingfear.com. Stan, really appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting me.
And certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with mental health author Stan Popovich at managingfear.com, where he provides mental health at his website and in his published book, A Layman's Guide for Managing Fear. And again, for all the details, it's managingfear.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.